On the air, online, from New York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and thank you for connecting. How are you? Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the big radio show on this 20th day of September. Year of our Lord, 2022. My name is Tom Sullivan. So, yeah, I know. We've got, We moved on. No more Queen coverage. No, that's done. What do we have on our rundown here today, boys and girls? Well, we've got the Fed meeting going on as we speak. They're discussing all things interest rates, and they have a two-day meeting. So tomorrow, by this time, around 2 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow, they will make an announcement about what they're going to do with interest rates. And, there's no surprise. They're expected to raise interest rates by 0.75%. So, that noise I hear. Are you hearing something? You hear something in the background? I don't know. What does it sound like? Some weird. So interest rates will be going back. Will continue to go up. Again tomorrow, they'll just keep pushing those federal funds rates higher. And that will spill over into the rest of the interest rate market. And but don't you worry, because, again, the president said inflation. What problem? It only went up an inch. So I don't know what he's going to do about the fact that they're going to keep raising interest rates. And we don't know how long they're going to continue to do that. But they're on a course where a lot of the buzz is that the head of the Fed is basically getting a whisperer from Paul Volcker, who passed away a few years back. But Paul Volcker just kept raising interest rates and interest rates and interest rates back in the early 80s to break the back of inflation. And he did. It worked. But we had mortgages like 15% mortgages. So it broke the you have to get to the point where something breaks. And nothing has broken yet. Rates keep going higher. Interest rates keep going higher. Mortgage rates keep going higher. Inflation keeps going higher. So, that's a precursor, I guess. That's a tomorrow news. So we'll have that for you tomorrow. I'll be surprised if it's not up 0.75%. A lot of people still reacting to what the president said on 60 Minutes. About Taiwan and the fact that, Mr. President, are you sure? U.S. soldiers, U.S. military will go to Taiwan to defend Taiwan. Yes. He made it clear. So today they're out running around. There's a cleanup in aisle 12. And Wendy Sherman, I heard her interview earlier today on I think it was MSNBC. She's the woman that everything she touches turns to mud. She was in charge of the Iran nuke negotiations. She was in charge of negotiating with North Korea back in the Clinton years and the Obama years, and we just kept giving North Korea more and more stuff. She's just terrible, and she's the deputy or number. She's the number two Secretary of State. She's number two in line. And so they said to her, hey, what'd you think about the fact that your boss just said that, yeah, we will go defend with American troops if we have to, Taiwan. And she goes, we have a one China policy, and that one China policy hasn't changed. And that is that there's one China. There's not two. There's not a Taiwan and a Beijing. There's only one, and it's headquartered in Beijing. And so that's our policy. And it hasn't changed. So she came out and just totally, totally shot down. But this isn't Biden making a gaffe. This is the third time he has said that. So he truly believes it. And Mike McCall, the congressman from Texas, who's on the Homeland Security Committee, I think he's the ranking member, said that the CIA director, I think he spilled a little bit of CIA stuff because he came out an hour ago and said the CIA director has said it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when President Xi invades Taiwan. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And so you know that Xi is going to try and get this done while President Biden is president. And Biden is saying, we're going to send troops, we're going to put boots on the ground. And Scott Pelley even said, but sir, in Ukraine, you know, there's none of our boots on the ground. Are you sure? U.S. troops in Taiwan? Yes. So I see that whole thing is coming. So we argue about all kinds of things. But that's big. China invading Taiwan. And Joe Biden ordering U.S. troops to go fight against China on the island of Taiwan. So that's a little something to put into your future. They're working on the Electoral Count Act, supposed to vote on something about it tomorrow in the House. The big news, the big news is Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees has hit 59 home runs. Roger Maris holds the American League record at 61, which, by the way, he hit in 1961. And so there's a big kerfuffle about the fact that the Yankees games, you can watch, but some of them are on Yankee Entertainment System, which is Yes Network. Some of them are on Amazon Prime, which you got to subscribe to that. Some of them are on Apple TV Plus, which you have to subscribe. So a lot of people want to watch and see Aaron Judge hit number 61, and it could be tonight, could be tomorrow. They're back in town. They're over at the stadium, and they're playing. They're playing Boston later this week, but let me just pull up my Yankee schedule because I believe this is the start of a short cycle with, yep, the Pirates are coming to town. Yeah, we're spreading the news, all right. Thank you, Frank. I know. So Yankees are, it's more than just the Yankees. This is a baseball benchmark, so anyway. So we're trying to figure out how to watch that. I got some stats on return to the office. I've got some news also on the Trump social money and whether or not they're going to be able to pay their bills. That's looking a little troublesome. And we've got some information on housing. So we got a lot to go over today. But the one I think I want to start with this. Because I can't imagine, I don't know where these people are that are for this, but Denver is set to give 140 homeless people up to $12,000 in cash as part of a basic income program. They've tried this in a couple of places, and it just kind of goes off the news cycle. Nobody knows how they ever turn out. But this is a $2 million. They're taking the money from the American Rescue Plan. That was the money that was passed to take care of COVID. Well, since the pandemic is now over, according to the president, oh, man, that Dr. Fauci is not happy about that. We'll get into that. But that, so that's $2 million. That they have taken from the COVID relief plan, they're misusing the money, and they're going to give it to 140 homeless people. $1,000 a month in cash for up to 1 year as part of a basic income program. City of Denver said it will help lift individuals out of homelessness. So I have to ask you, since they're homeless, I don't think they have any other revenue. So if I gave you $1,000 every month, what would you do with it? How could you, can you rent? Can I don't know what the rents are in Denver. I'm guessing that rents are more than $1,000 a month. So I guess you could get a roommate or two and get a roof over your head. $2 million contract with the Denver Basic Income Project, approved by the Denver City Council. It's going to, by the way, this is the 140 people. Oh, man, I was all ready to move to Denver. I was going to make a big announcement. I guess I'm not moving to Denver. I just read where it's going to 140 women, transgenders, and gender non-conforming individuals and families in shelters. If you are a man, you are not welcome to this program. Now, 70% of homeless people are men, but they're not doing a dime toward the majority. They're doing it 140 women, transgender, and gender non-conforming, whatever that is, and families in shelters. So the mayor of Denver, a guy by the name of Michael Hancock, says that 140 women and families currently in shelters move into stable housing and provide support so they can stay housed while opening space in our shelters to serve more people. Does this make any sense to you? How is this going to help these homeless people? And why are they discriminating based upon sex? If you're an employer, you're not allowed to discriminate based upon sexual orientation or sex of any kind. You won't be able to say, I'm not hiring you because you're a woman. That's illegal. So that's what's going on with the COVID money that Congress passed, the trillions of dollars that went out. They said they spent too much. They gave these cities more money than they needed. So they're looking around for something. So there's some woke people in Denver. You know, if they're doing it in Denver, there's other cities that are going to be going, oh, whoa, let's do that too. Phone number here is 8. What do you think? Move to Denver? 855-295-6600.
Your screener is the rudest person I have ever heard in my life.
You have probably the best call screener in radio.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
Yeah, so I was going to move to Denver and apply for the program. I mean, I don't know if it looks all that enjoyable to be a homeless person. I've talked about it before. A heavy, heavy, heavy majority are drug or alcohol addicted or mentally, I mean, like really mentally ill. And you're not gonna move them away with just building them more little places to live, or it doesn't make it, giving them $1,000 a month. I'm gonna guess that $1,000 for a lot of them are gonna go to drugs or alcohol. But I don't know how you'd have to get roommates, wouldn't you, in order to figure out how to live on $1,000 a month, because you don't have any other revenue. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Michael in California. Hello, Michael. What's going on? You're first today.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet.
Tom, this is Michael speaking. I feel that this is just basically a ploy by the Democratic Party for them to find an easy way to get basic income going. I mean, who isn't against homelessness, as everybody is? So they will start out small like this and then declare it a success. I mean, the media will be right behind them. whatever they say. And once they declare that a success, it'll just continually grow and grow and grow until basic income is going to be something that a majority of people will feel good about.
I don't know if it, a majority of people, I don't even think a small percentage will feel good about it. I really don't think that you can, it is growing. I will give you that. I looked up how many cities have had a basic income program, and let's see.
I think Stockton, California does it, I believe, like $600 a month or so.
Let me look. California, sure, be eligible. Qualify, you must be one of the low-income families with children under 13 who are estimated to be eligible for a surprise stimulus payment of $8,000 a year. That's in California. I don't see, for the cities, I've got Pittsburgh has $500 a month for 2 years. Columbia, $500 a month for 100 low-income parents for 11 months. Chicago, $500 a month. I dare you to live on $500 a month in Chicago. New Orleans, $350 a month. Newark, New Jersey, $250 every 2 weeks, $500 a month. Rochester, New York, $500. Shreveport. I mean, this is there's probably a dozen of them that are out there that are doing this. And I don't hear any success stories. This is, remember Andrew Yang, the Yang guy, the Yang Gang guy? That was his big campaign for president.
He
got nowhere. Nobody voted for the guy.
No, they didn't, but they get it mentioned out there. And it's just, you know, that's the way they do it here in California. They mention it, and it could be voted down, and they come back, and they push it, and they push it. And now with this, you know, they could just declare it a success. I mean, who's really going to contradict them? I mean, you don't really see any news organizations going out there and doing in-depth reporting and say, look, this was a success or it was a failure.
Yeah, I haven't seen any news organizations reporting on any successful basic income program, which says something right there. And secondly, I really believe that there are a lot of people that are not the homeless so much, because that's a lot of drug and alcohol and mental health issues. But there's a lot of people who are impoverished and they're living in, I don't know, government housing and things like that. And they, I think more than anything else, would they like an extra $500? Absolutely. But I think they want dignity. I think they want a job that they can go and have and raise their head up. Go, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I have dignity, I'm a human being. I think that's what they want.
Well,
and this isn't going to do it.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so, Tom. I mean, that would be a wonderful thing if that was the answer for it. So, well, I tell you what, Tom, thank you very much. I appreciate you
taking
my call.
I appreciate the call. Short break, 855-295-6600. We'll be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan on air, online, on demand. From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Hello, world. So, yeah, we've got a lot. We've got people that they want to fly around to different places from the Texas border area, help those people out, give them a new spring on life, even though they're here. They're not in our country legally. We got this Denver program. Denver is, I think it's the biggest city of all the universal income programs. Well, Pittsburgh, right up there. Oh, Chicago, they tried it. New Orleans, I'm sorry, there's some big cities there. But Shreveport, Rochester, Durham, not they're medium-sized cities, and they I was been looking at the various programs, and I'm trying to find out some of these started and finished. They were temporary for a year or for 2 years, and I'm trying to find some study that says they were a resounding success. And instead, I did find that there was let me just some of the examples here. The stipend helped recipients stretch resources. Mona bought diapers for her grandchildren and an adequate amount of feminine hygiene products for the first time in months. Okay. Then Matt, he was the director of her program. Here's another one. Married father who of three works in construction was able to repair his broken vehicle without needing to save up. Another one, a recipient mourning the death of his daughter, said the money gave him time to take opportunities for himself. So, I mean, there's stories that are nice about some people got some help, but I don't think it changed anything, and I don't know how you can live in Chicago on $500 a month. 855-295-6600. Jeannie in Florida. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Okay, I just want to say that I am 78 years old. I've worked ever since I was 16. I get $1,200 a month in Social Security. They took all that money through all those years, and they've invested it. They give it to foreigners. They give it to illegals. They give it to everybody but the seniors. I am 78 years old right now. It's pouring down raining. We have lightning, and I have to stand right there to feed myself. And I think they should start thinking about the seniors. This is ridiculous. They take care of everybody but us.
Well.
And that's my argument.
That you've got your Social Security, right?
$1,200, right?
Okay. That's it?
Yep.
No more. Nothing else?
Yep. Nope.
Well, why don't you go down to your local community organizer and say, why don't you start a basic income program? And you got to reach out.
I don't qualify. They said you have to make it $100 a month.
Well, no, they the one in Denver is going to be for women, transgenders, what was the other rule here? There's a variety of rules about.
I'm none of those things. I'm just a normal American woman that seemed to be blessed with my health. But I go down there and they tell me that you make too much because you make $1,100 a month. Actually, I make $1,200 a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And I live in Florida. Okay, and I'm just a basic American woman, and it's ridiculous. I think it's just ridiculous. These seniors out here are worried about where they're going to live. Anyhow, that's my complaint.
No, listen. There's a lot of people. How is inflation doing? I mean, if you're calling it pretty close financially.
Yeah, well, I'm in a senior house, and I do get paid $1,200 a month rent, okay?
Yeah.
I work as a crossing guard that pays on my car insurance and my groceries, okay? I have to do the crossing guard. I don't mind doing it, but I have to. That's what makes me mad. I worked all my life. And you're giving money to everybody but the seniors. I live with people around me. They are scared to death. You can't go anywhere because if you go anywhere— One lady moved out because she felt that they raised her rent twice a year. She couldn't afford it. She moved over here in another area, and they raised her rent $700 last year.
So I don't know how you get by.
Another lady committed suicide. In our building committed suicide because she couldn't do it.
I don't know how people can do it. I don't know what you do.
No. I don't need it. And this morning when I came in between my shifts, a gentleman was there giving a notice. Somebody else is going to get evicted. I mean, you know, they can't afford it.
You may not like this. You may not like this, but when you were a young woman, did you ever set money aside? Did you ever save for your retirement?
I worked for a company and it went bankrupt 20 years.
Do you ever set any of your own money aside?
No, I didn't make that much money. I had children.
Just ask.
I don't have college or anything like that.
Yeah, just ask him. All right. Yeah. Well, I wish you. I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, but I wish you well.
I'm going to be all right because I'm very healthy and I can work. And I'm going to be all right, but I worry about my neighbors. As long as you're healthy and you can work,
God bless you. I don't know what to say, but Jeannie, thank you. Talk to Barry in Fort Myers. A lot of poor people out there, Barry. A lot of poor people.
Well, I tell you what I'm doing. I'm a transgender, and I'm going to get 2 tents and a wig. Put my wig on, and I'm going to run out to Denver.
No,
and I'm going to put up 2 tents, and I'm going to apply for 2 checks. This is my next thing. This is good. What do you think?
You're as much of a transgender as I am.
No, I could fake it.
Well, okay, like all right. But Barry, I hope I did not offend you. If you identify as a transgender, I mean, I have to respect that, right? So I would never question that.
Of course not. I think there's a contest for who could be the dumbest politician in the country. I thought Biden had it, but I'm looking around. I'm saying other people could win this.
I don't understand how we have these. How do we get to these debates? How do we get to these programs where people come up with them? And I guess the first caller was right. One city sees it and somebody on some other city council somewhere else says, why don't we do that? This is money, by the way, that has been allocated for COVID relief. And they did not spend it. So why don't they give the money back to the federal government? It's our money, taxpayer money.
That's right.
It's like the schools.
That's exactly the schools
were given billions of dollars to fix up their schools, and then they're crying their schools are not fixed up. So that government spending was just a total fraud. Total fraud. It went out to politicians.
Why don't they do something right, like try to figure out why these people are intense, why they're on the street? And they're going to find out that a lot of them don't want to work, or they got mental problems, or they're taking drugs that are coming across our borders.
That's the majority of it.
Stuff like that. There's a reason why they're out there, and this money's not going to do one damn thing, but it's like throwing it in the garbage. And, I mean, maybe it's feel-good money for the politicians, but it's just throwing money away. And you're
right. It's not their money.
People's money.
It's not their money.
People's money. That's right. You're right. It's a crime. It's absolutely a crime. And as long as we let them get away with it, they're going to keep doing it.
Yep. I mean, and we do. We let them do it. I got to hit a break, but yeah. All right. Well, let me know your new address in Denver. I'll send you something. 855-295-6600. We'll be right back. That's all that I bring to this microphone every day. I have a huge disdain for politicians, and I don't care for either party. Well, it's an interesting concept, and there are people like the lady who called. She doesn't have any savings. The company she worked for went bankrupt, so she doesn't have a retirement plan from them. She did not save money because of the fact that she said she was raising children. And she's got $1,200 a month in income. And she's 78 years old, and she says as long as she's healthy, she'll work. I'm sorry. There's a lot of people like that in this country. we do these stories all the time about how some majority of people in this country have no savings. Or if they have savings, they don't have enough for a surprise $500 car repair. They just don't have any savings. And so I would think that she's got welfare to look at. But she says she doesn't qualify for some of those programs. So what do we do with all these people that did not save and do not have a retirement plan? And they, some point, they either have to stop working because of their health, or they lose their jobs. And there's a lot of that out there. Now, at the same time, the statistics are, you read the bank deposits. Bank deposits are up. And they went up when everybody got their government check from the pandemic. And a lot of people apparently still have that money in their bank accounts. And that is why you'll get some economists that are going, well, we see the consumer is still out there buying things, even though there's inflation and prices are going up. They seem to be able to continue buying whatever they bought before because they have all this money in their bank account. And that's why you'll hear other economists talk about the consumer balance sheet is in very good shape right now. Well, talk to that lady who called. Her balance sheet doesn't exist. So if you want to have a welfare program, how do you have a welfare program where a 78-year-old lady who gets Social Security, $1,200 a month, that's it? How come she doesn't qualify? And yet we're giving these immigrants that are coming in our country, we're giving them clothes and medical care and you name it, food. Bending over backwards for them. And then all the authorities are running around today trying to say that's illegal. Why, what you did, Governor, it's all political. It's all political. Are you going to help these people, or are you going to turn them away at the border? If you're not going to turn them away at the border, what are we going to do with them? The numbers, where's Holda? I wrote it down for the show here today. The numbers of illegals that have come into this country and been processed, this is not the getaways. This is the people that have been processed. 2,150,244 as of the end of August. One more month in the federal fiscal year, in September 30th. So this number, already a record, is going to be even higher. What do you want to do? This is just this past year. If you want to keep them at the border, or do you want, are they going to, the government is already sending them inland to other places. They've got to move them out. They can't have them sitting there on the border. There's no place for them. Talk about homeless. There's thousands of them laying on the streets down there in these little towns. So what do you want to do with all the 2 million people that have come in this past year? And so this political BS that's going on about I'm going to put them on buses or I'm going to put them on planes and I'm going to fly them into some Democrat. By the way, DeSantis is now looking at flying them. Hello, Delaware. Flying them into an airport that I'm very familiar with. It is the closest airport to Rehoboth Beach where Joe Biden has his summer home. Delaware Coastal Airport. And I looked. I don't see any arrivals yet, but I may have missed it. But anyway, he's talking about sending some people there. So we got homeless people getting $1,000 a month in Denver. I don't know if you can live on $1,000 a month in Denver. Maybe. That's not an answer. None of these are answers to these problems. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Scott in Reno. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, Tom, how you doing?
Scott Meyer. Doing good.
I'm calling about a couple things. One is that COVID money. Basically that money just is buying votes. When they're passing that out, it's the same old thing. That's nothing new. You know, they're buying votes with that money is what they're doing. Either through the goodwill that they think they're showing to, a lot of liberal voters.
Yes,
that think
yes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, because the homeless people aren't voting. Yeah, they're not voting.
No.
But I get your point. The goodwill of see how good we are. Vote for us. Yes, right. I get that.
Exactly. Yeah. And the other my other thing was that poor senior lady that called. I felt bad for her. We treat our seniors, like I said, terribly in this country, worse than most other countries, right? We don't treat our seniors well. I mean, we've got here in Reno, my wife is actually running for County Commissioner Denise Meyer, District 3. That's one of her platforms is seniors. They just passed a law here in the last session. There's like 4% of this money, it comes out of a DMV for registering for DMV, blah, blah, blah. But
yeah.
4% of the money is going to children. 3% is going to animals, and 1% goes to seniors. The animals get more than the seniors get.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
They really, they're out of whack, and they're not thinking straight. Not right. The seniors.
You can kiss it off because you go, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? They got Social Security and they got Medicare. What more can you want? I mean, it's a lot of people think that you can live off of those. You can't. You really cannot.
No way. Not even close. Especially now.
I don't have an answer.
And everything going.
I don't have an answer for that lady. I was trying to be kind, but I was also curious. Did you ever think about saving any money when you were younger?
Right. But, she mentioned, and it's true, she's paid in all her life to Social Security, and they've robbed that blind for years. We know that. The government has just mismanaged.
No, it was never separate. Yeah. I don't have an answer. I really don't. But your point, I got to hit a break. But your point is well taken. We fund more for the animals than we do for the seniors. We'll be right back.